Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The internet was not really going in 95, 96. There was a few audio streams, but they were intermittent. I didn't hear a Steve Quayle until 96 when I was sent an audio cassette of him. Then I got him on, and I remember the first interview, I kind of disagreed with him on a lot of points. He said, they're going to carry out eugenics. They're going to put it in a flu vaccine. They're going to kill you. And then years later, I've done deep, deep research, made films. I realize that's everything. So that's why I respect Steve. That's what kind of scares me, though. He gets into other areas that I haven't really researched enough, but I know he's a credible guy, so it kind of freaks me out, some of the other stuff he covers, because I hope that isn't accurate. But we know that Steve is very gifted, very intelligent, has a lot of sources, and it's always great to have Steve Quayle on with us. Okay, Steve, you got cut off by the break. Top German scientists, major institutes, live cancer virus. We know the cancer, the weaponized cancer program was the name of the AIDS program by the Navy in the 70s. We know they put it in the vaccines of gay men in New York. That's declassified. But then we get demonized saying don't take the shots. And now here it is in mainstream news that these people are going to be getting cancer viruses. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I want to give two quotes because I didn't say this. Dr. Henry Kissinger, world population needs to be decreased by 50%, okay? War and famine would not do. Instead, disease offered the most efficient and fastest way to kill the billions that must soon die if the population crisis is to be solved. AIDS is not an efficient killer because it's too slow. My favorite candidate for eliminating 90% of the world's population is airborne Ebola, Ebola Respin, because it's both highly lethal and it kills in days instead of years. We've got airborne diseases with 90% mortality in humans killing humans. Think about that. You know, the bird's flu is good, too. For everyone survives, he will have to bury nine. That's Dr. Eric Pianca, University of Texas, evolutionary ecologist and lizard expert. Okay? Now, Alex, what I've been trying to get across for the decade and a half I've been on talk radio is the fact that, look, they're not happy with a 28% mortality rate. They want a 90% mortality rate. The idea is still in strange language, or in language that seems so hard for people to grasp. But the world's leaders, who everybody looks up to at the CFR and all that, I don't even want to go into that, but if these guys are eugenicists at heart, which they are, if they're making statements that everyone's got to die, which they do, then where are you and I off? And I challenge the mainstream media to have a round table.
Exactly. I mean, here's the deal. Don't these stupid reporters in New York on CNN and Fox, don't these FBI guys, don't you all understand we're telling you the truth. We wish this wasn't true. Believe me, I don't like working 18 hours a day. I'm sick of this, but I can't get out of this because it's real. Don't you understand that we're not kooks? It's all coming true. It's real. Mainstream German news, cancer viruses in the shots.
Alex,
sorry.
You know, no, the thing that people have got to understand, those who are in the FBI, the DHS, the CIA, DIA, DEA, every four-letter and whatever letters are out there, this isn't just about your assigned target for the day, Alex Jones, Steve Quayle, or whatever. This is about your families, because the mutagenic nature of these very biologically, and by the way, this is all done in special compartmentalized intelligence. And A doesn't necessarily know how he's connected to B until he sees all the killing. That's why the 100 scientists had to die. Alex, listen to me. Right now, they're going to go hot, meaning going hot. I know you and I probably, if there's any place we disagree on, is the lateness of the hour, okay? And when I say disagree...
No, Steve, I mean, sir, I just believe we can stop it.
I know. And I would say this, that the powers that be are anticipating the intentional release of the most deadly biological pathogens. I don't know if the first series of injections...
Stay there. You're saying the intel you've got is they're going hot. We'll see when we get back. The word we've got is October. But if we get the word out, I believe they will take the green light off. We better hope so. And a lot of you are laughing out there. Later, you may not be laughing.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acolablue at ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to your phone calls in just one moment. Steve Quayle is our guest. SteveQuayle.com. My website's, of course, at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. We're under national media attack right now. Southern Poverty Law Center attack. The key to all of this is to understand that only a bioweapon release serves the purpose of making everyone suspect and the pretext to lock down cities, bring in federal troops, so they can then pose as the savior, set the precedent, make the troops feel like it's okay what they're doing, make the cities feel like it's okay what they're doing. A total economic collapse can do that, but still the feds get blamed, even though they play the part of the savior. So the globalists are all about scripting and how to pose as the savior. And we see them, I said back in January and February, I said I'm looking for them to release a controlled flu, but not the flu would be real. We said back in April, we don't know if this is real or not, or just hype. And a lot of scientists are saying this is no big deal. Some, like Nyman we've had on, do say it's a big deal. Steve's been saying it's going to be the vaccine that's going to have it. And a lot of scientists are saying, and they're admitting it has live cancer viruses in it, and cancer cells. So we were just reporting on that. Steve, finish up what you were trying to say.
I'm simply trying to say is that everything you were talking about, you believe that they won't give it the green light. I'm telling you they've given it the green light. Now, let me just have a minute to tell people why, okay? The thing is they would not be deploying the military to the extent they have. They would not have GPS gun owners to the extent they have. The reports that I'm coming in, and when I say this, I'm talking eyewitness listeners of yours and mine, Cobra helicopter gunships over State College last week. A-10 Warthogs flying low over Cincinnati metro suburban neighborhood.
No, no, they admit under NLE 09, 14 other countries to take over America. I mean, that's all admitted. I'm not saying it hasn't been green-lighted, but we know there's an operation going. The question is, what is the operation, and will they fully carry it out? I agree they're moving the assets into place. I'm seeing the pre-preparation propaganda. I agree with you. I'm just saying if we stand up and expose it, won't they have to back down, or you're saying they can't pull out?
I'd say this, because of the commitment of all the foreign troops and everything, I don't believe outside. Now, let me make this clear. I am the one who believes in miracles. I have said it, and I believe, I seriously believe, Alex, if enough people will repent, and I don't know that it can stop it, but my issue is this for everyone. Just like you, you have listeners, I have listeners, we have listeners. Coast to Coast has all the listeners. When I mean, you know, additional listeners, a lot of them. But I'm saying this, is look, the thing that's left out of the equation, in my opinion, and because it is a spiritual battle, because these people openly worship Lucifer, having Luciferian human sacrifices, I would say this. Do you really think that there is a position in all this argument between all of us and all of them that the God of heaven, which America used to worship, acknowledge, and be grateful for, has a specific character statement or a reflection in the Bible where he judges sinful and wicked nations, and he uses evil people to take out other evil people? So my statement is this, is in this equation, there you have to factor in. You know, you get nailed with emails, Quayle's talking about God again. Well, I'm sharing this with people. If everyone's dying of a vaccine, and by simply recognizing the fact that, number one, they don't have to take it, number two, that with sorting all this stuff out, there's so many voices out there, if they will turn. What repentance is, in a simple word, saying, God, I'm sorry, I've tried to live my life without you. You know, Alex, you're saying, you just quoted a minute ago, that you're going to live in the house of the Lord forever. Yeah, but others need to know this, too, that God's abiding presence will never, Jesus said he'll never leave us or forsake us, okay? But the point is that these people that worship Lucifer want us dead. I do not believe, short of repentance on the level of Nineveh, that this thing can be stopped, because the assets, and you know this, you said it on the air, you know, our families are threatened incessantly. We're threatened incessantly. We've got spooks on us night and day. And the deal is that they would not be doing that and assigning 1,000 cyber warriors to try and come after you, come after me, if they weren't worried about the one thing that they cannot control, and that's God, and God is simple.
Well, I agree with you, and I have a personal relationship with the Creator. My issue is they've created this counterfeit church, so when you get into it, people then get pushed into the New World Order system, but you explain that. But even if somebody's an atheist, we have to admit we're screwed up and admit we're bad and admit this is a sick society and admit that we got to change our ways, or it's only going to get worse. Things are deteriorating. Getting evil. Things are falling apart, and it is because we've turned into wicked devils, and the elite know there is a God, and they worship the wicked, you know, creation of the Creator, and they really believe in all this. That's what makes me a believer, is I look at the New World Order, and they are believers, but they're believers on the other side.
Absolutely. So the issue is not our Alex and Steve just making up stuff. Why don't people do their homework and recognize this? Hey, if they acknowledge that there's a devil, and to even use the name of Jesus is anathema, meaning it's forbidden to them, then the bottom line is that maybe someone should consider that there really is more to the spiritual plight. By the way, Alex, eyewitness reports coming out of Nampa, Idaho. Nampa, Idaho, okay, confirm hearing foreign commanders ordering local law enforcement officers, EMTs, fire and airport officials in drills in the middle of the night. Now, that's in Nampa, Idaho. Foreign commanders ordering local law enforcement officers. Everybody better realize that when WHO declared a level 6 alert, okay, pandemic, global pandemic alert, that put us effectively under control of the United Nations. And guess who the Security Council is? Russia, China, U.S., and all the other nations. So it should come as no surprise that something is afoot. I do not believe it can be pulled back. I believe it's gone hot, and I believe the days ahead are going to be the most perilous that this country has ever experienced in its entire life.
You don't think the people going to all the town halls and saying no and the poll numbers plunging will make the establishment back off? I think if the establishment thought Obama was still going to be messianic, they were building him up for this. I just see them, they always try over and over again, and this is their biggest try so far. I just don't see it going well for them if they do engage.
Well, and let me say this. I'm not telling anybody not to do those things. I'm also of the opinion that immediately those of men, the men of, and women of means and who have the ability, we should be having recall petitions going out. But here's the deal. The question then is, becomes on the other side of it. Does that even threaten them more to move up their time frame? I think, Alex, that the bottom line is the advantage of informing people is if we get that extra law enforcement officer, if we get that extra DEA agent, if we get the extra Border Patrol guy, if we save their families' lives and they finally come to grips with the fact that, hey, if we're ordered to any part of the United States to be away from our family, who's going to take care of them? And then they're being told, don't expect any resupply. I said, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you who take part in the deployment throughout the country in law enforcement to other states have just signed your death warrants and the death warrants.
And by the way, in 1988, they tried to make a federal law where all cable systems and phones, where the feds would dial in and give you messages. We just put up an Idaho news article, KPAK.com, Idaho officials working on statewide alert system where Homeland Security takes over the radio, the phone, everything. I told people this in Police State 2000 in 1999 because I work in radio, and FEMA came in and took over and put in their control box where everything goes through them. It is all really coming together right now, Steve. And I just, it's like we're going to have our own Mao Zedong here in America, and I just wish to God this wasn't the case, and I hope we can stop it. Let's take some phone calls. Common side effects, calling from Hawaii. Never had a caller with a name like that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Alex. Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Yeah, remind people to remind the listeners of May 13th, 1985, the city of Philadelphia dropped a bomb on the MOVE organization and burned down a whole city block. Now, a lot of people have been knowing that the government and the system is capable of these things. Certain people have been targeted in the past, and you know, it's been, you know, people haven't come out and really supported these other humans like they really should have in this time of genocide. Now, as far as Alex, my personal opinion, I don't think you're racist. I'm a person of color, and I don't think it really matters if you're racist or not, in all honesty. I mean, your information is crucial, and certain information that you share with the audience, it doesn't have anything to do with racism. It has something
but,
to do
well,
with
I mean, but a racist wouldn't make a film like Endgame about how they're targeting black and Hispanic babies for abortion and infanticide and injecting black people with syphilis. It's the people that talk about race all day. They want to get everybody fighting with each other so they can... I mean, Margaret Sanger and Rockefellers brag how they come up and pose through the community groups to kill you.
Right, and you have been coming out with the crucial information. Now, not to say that people of color could still, you know, be critical and, you know, because, for instance, the King Alfred plan and the update of that, the Rex 84 plan, that needs to be read on the air to your million of listeners. This is an eight-hour plan of how they're going to localize all the enforcement and then come in and divide up the families, put people in concentration camps, and then their end game is to mass burn trash incinerators that get up to 5,000 degrees. That is what they're trying to do. This is their final solution, because in Nazi Germany, they were killing 10,000 people a day, and the ash from burning up folks caused a bottleneck. So it slowed down the production, per se. And so...
Well, God bless you. Common side effects. We've got to go to break, but God bless you and your points. We're going to come back and take more calls. Quick comment, Steve Quayle, on what he was saying.
Well, first of all, I agree with what he was saying about the end game, and that is to basically kill the people and incinerate them and get them out of every form of eyesight possible. But I think that, more importantly, Alex, is that they have an end game. And remember, this is the globalists. This isn't just the willing dupes in the U.S. military, the U.S. Law and justice.
Stay there. Explain when we get back. Steve Quayle. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUndersafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safe.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 12, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $945.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $972.67, $486.34 for a half ounce, or $243.17 for the quarter ounce. That's $972.67, $486.34, or $243.17.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
I've got a report here. A man 2 hours before Obama was going to be in a town for New Hampshire was on the street with a gun in open view, and they arrested him for not having a license. There's no license to own a gun in New Hampshire, Texas, Vermont. They give you a license to conceal, because under the common law, concealing a weapon is illegal. So they are definitely getting upset about that. We got a guest coming on the last 30 minutes of the show today, who was on Hardball and the rest of it with the loaded handgun down the street from the event at a Free State Project event to show that people are going to openly demonstrate the Second Amendment so we don't lose it. That gentleman is joining us. I want to keep taking calls here for Steve Quayle. George in Illinois, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead.
Hey, Jones, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I haven't seen you mention this on the website, but the Senate, the bill to audit the Fed in the Senate has 23 sponsors, and even some big globalists like McCain, and both of your senators are co-sponsoring it.
Yeah, we constantly link to the 287 or whatever it is sponsors in the House, the 20-plus in the Senate, and the film I'm making. I mean, I got to admit, when I'm spending 8, 9, 10 hours a day just on this film, because it's hard to make one of these films, and we got like four guys in here, five guys total making it, and it's really me, Rob, and Aaron doing the lion's share of actually the editing, the video, the research, that I don't have a lot of I mean, I do miss a lot of things, so that's why we are taking your calls, but very, very exciting.
Yeah, and one more thing for Steve. He really needs to check out that book, The Family, by that Jeff Charlotte that you had on. That is an amazing expose on the phony Christians.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, George. Yeah, all of this is putting heat on the elite, though. And the fact that everybody is waking up to the New World Order, I want to warn the feds that they bombed the Oklahoma City building in 95 to demonize the Liberty Movement when Oklahoma passed a law against the UN takeover. That isn't going to work this time. People now know the New World Order is real. Steve, well, I mean, how do you see this unfolding?
Well, first of all, I think that they have to go hot because they know that the people are awakening. The audit of the Fed, listen, you've got control of a nation's money. You've got control of the nation. That's what lobbyists are. That's what payoffs are, bribery. And when payoffs and bribery don't work, then you use blackmail. So that's why I believe things are going to have to go really hot. Also, I think people are losing track of the fact that there are extraneous events to us that are taking place right now, i.e. Israel and Iran. Now, why is that important to us? It is my contention that the devils that are that know how to go for what's going on in this country will most likely try and link and sync with a major world event so they can cover up their nefarious deeds. In other words, a worldwide traumatic event. And you know what Tommy Frank said, the minute a nuclear weapon goes off in the United States, the bottom line is it's all over the Constitution. It's my what would you say, learned and calculated thought process that we are going to see multiple events taking place and that they will use an international event, whether it's London going up or D.C. or New York going up, meaning going up by a nuclear weapon, that it's going to be the false flag scenario. It's going to be integrated. And listen, Alex, they don't ever intend to give up power. So anytime there's a threat to their power, they have to take the eyes of the awakened off of the events that led up to their awakening and substitute something else. So what I'm saying is they will come up with a false flag or multiple false flags tying it into an international event, and then, you know, their killing spree begins in this country.
See, I see them testing the flu to see if they can get people to take the shots, and then beta testing each time for a bigger event. I see the incremental system where they contract, we push back, they release some of the contraction. Then they contract again, we push back, they release some of the contraction. As soon as we give up again, think we've won, they contract again. That's the technique I see them using as they try to get control of us. But, I mean, I just hope you're wrong, Steve. You've been right about
you.
A lot of...
Can I tell you something? I hope I'm wrong, but you've got to say this. You've said it at the opening case. I called this one 12 to 13 years ago on how the flu would be utilized as a bioweapon. The death.
You actually did it longer ago than that. You did it in, 96. I guess that's 13. Yeah.
Well, the deal is that all I'm trying to say is that look, I hope I'm wrong, too, but we're seeing too many things taking place that suggest that, look, I go back to that little formula, identification, vilification, nullification, death. It was Chris Matthews who should be arrested by the FBI for stating on his show that everybody that doesn't buy the health bill, do you see the art of the quote, they should be strapped down and injected with scopolamine? In essence, they should be lethally injected. Now, excuse me, is that not a hateful thing to say? But see, Alex, it's double standards. What works for them is acceptable. What works against them must be put down at all costs.
Well, yeah, like Obama says, put his poster up on stop signs. We're saying don't do that. Put it up on legal places, and they're saying arrest me. So you can have the Obama thing as him as hope and change. You can't with me. Steve, stay there. More phone calls with Steve Quayle straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Steve Quayle tells you a lot of elitists and a lot of patriots and people are leaving the country. It really is happening. And I hope we can back the globalist off. That's why the maximum effort is needed right now. We are going to continue with your phone calls. Dan, Alex, Randy, Minette, and others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. There have been some other big new developments. A man arrested outside Obama event with loaded guns hours before Obama even showed up, and actually just the nearby in the area. So now they're just grabbing gun owners, searching cars. Does virus vaccine increase the risk of cancer? Major German news reports live cancer viruses in the vaccine. But for the next 5-6 minutes, I want to bring our sponsor up, because even though the world is crazy, we need to all continue to go on living and preparing ourselves and trying to save money, and also thanking all of our sponsors that make this radio show possible. And Marty Schachter, World War II vet in the Chemical Corps, came back from World War II with his papa and now with his son and their family 60-plus years later. What's 47 to 2009? It's almost 70 years. That's incredible. Just absolutely amazing. Marty Schachter joins us, a family-owned business out in Oakland, California, high-quality, organic, before organic was cool, soap, and he only did factory direct to major hospitals and hotels and wealthy organizations and groups. Genesis got him as a sponsor because Michael Trudeau, who used to be a sales manager here, was a fan of organic stuff and actually an environmentalist, but a conservative one. You know, somebody that was still into organic stuff, but not a communist, basically, and got him as a sponsor. And I got sent some of the soap. My wife wanted more and loved it. And I washed my hair with it, the bar soap, the dishwashing soap. We use it. And normally you pay more for organic. You pay less for this than organic and less than the chemical stuff. See, the chemical plants with all the oil, they have all this byproduct. So they just put it into this, what you know as detergents and soap, and it really hurts you. So this is really great stuff. But it's triple concentrated. Be sure and dilute it. A lot of people just take it pure and use it. You know, it's all triple concentrated. That's why it lasts so long. That's why it's 85% off supermarket prices, and you're not paying for all the additives and fillers. Marty, good to have you on with us.
Good morning, Alex. Good to hear from you.
Good to have you with us. Throw out to folks the tote bag, some of the products, how they get a free brochure, how they order a sampler tote bag. 5starsoap.com is the website, just the number 5 and star soap, or spell it out, 5starsoap.com. Tell folks, just in a nutshell, about your fine product.
Well, first I want to say we have a new, improved website. It's freshly redone, and it makes it much more easier to look at. Same 5starsoap.com, but you really enjoy it. We've spent a
I hadn't looked at it in the last week, and they just popped it up on screen as we simulcast on PrisonPlanet.tv. And it looked great before, but it really looks Web 2.0 and awesome now. That's good news.
Oh, yes. Well, we've worked on it. We want to do it for everybody, and we thank for everybody looking at it and enjoying it. It's something to go forward with. Like I say, we make soap. We've been making soap for 62 years, still doing it successfully, enjoying all the radio listeners calling us up and with questions. We've got all the answers, all the help. We make bar soap, laundry soap, dish soap, and hair shampoo soap. Those are the 4 soaps. They'll do 100 jobs. You eliminate the floor cleaner and the window cleaner and the woolen cleaner and the floor cleaner and all-purpose cleaner. All these things you don't need ever again with the 4 basic soaps and our instructions. You can do all the cleaning. We've got bulk packages for large families or people that want to take care of their future. We go from a 1 to 2 year supply to a 3 to 4 year supply, and our monster package, a 4 to 5 year supply for a family of 4. That's over 200 pounds of goods. Keep it on the shelf. Use it. It has an unlimited shelf life. You don't have to worry about that. But if you want to try the products and really enjoy the future, we have a sampler package. We call it a 1 month supply. It weighs out about 6 pounds. It'll last a family of 4 anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. It's got 4 bars of our pure soap, nothing like it anywhere. 18 ounces, a little jar of our triple concentrated laundry soap, not detergent soap, but a little tiny measuring scoop. 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo. 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our liquid dish glow soap for washing pots, pans, utensils, all-purpose cleaner, floor cleaner, window cleaner, hands, everything. All put together with a book of instructions, weighs out 6 pounds. It's $20. It'll get you started. It'll turn you around. It'll change your life. It's pure of cleanliness.
Well, exactly. I mean, everything with a globalist is a ripoff. And so you pay for a bunch of chemicals, a bunch of salt, a bunch of crud. Instead, you save money getting the high-quality organic soap. It's a great thing to do. We'll put it back up on screen, 5starsoap.com or calbinpuresoap.com. Either way will get you there. And it's 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091. Grab your pen and paper, folks. You can also get a free brochure by calling 800-340-7091. Again, that's 800-340-7091. And, Marty, it's always great having you pop in here on the show. Give us today's limerick.
A wonderful bird is a pelican. His bill can hold more than his belly can. He can hold in his beak enough food for a week. And I wonder how in the hell he can. Thank you.
Hey, Marty, great having you. 800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com. Banners up on JonesReport.com and InfoWars.com. God bless you, Marty. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon. Bye now.
But there he goes. What a character. 62 years and counting running Calvin Pure Soap. On a lighter note, okay, I want to blitz through calls here with Dan, Alex, Randy, Manette, William, and a few others. But something, you know, I see this stuff everywhere, Steve, and I hope you're wrong, but I understand why you're seeing all this and now you're being followed and all this stuff's going on. It's happening to me. And they admit we have Army documents that become mainstream news, how Ron Paul and myself are followed by the Army. You say it's happening to you. I believe you. Then I see how they go, oh, the Winter Olympics are coming to Canada. There will be martial law in the city. You know, that's the headline I saw 2 days ago, one of their big papers, like it's good. And, oh, there will be martial law in England for the Olympics. You know, they just say now no rights, no free speech. They say just like China, you'll be arrested if you even have a sign in your window of your house. And they're now announcing this for the G20 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that's coming up. We've got somebody inside National City Bank, National City, saying they're closing the branches there. I mean, this is just getting crazier and crazier, Steve. So there's no doubt they're trying to bring in tyranny. I guess we could just argue about the time frame.
Well, it's not only the time frame. I'd say this. I think everybody should forget the time frame in one sense, Alex, from the standpoint of look what's happening now. You've been accurate, I've been accurate. You've warned about the camps, I've warned about the camps, okay? They're now being built. You can go on Google and see them. You've warned about foreign troops. It rolls back in 2000. Now they're here in mass. They're not returning home after the national-level exercise. That's the key, okay? Before, prior years, they did return home. You've warned in your endgame video.
No, the Pentagon, I got to interrupt. The Pentagon admits they have all these new drills, and they're just keeping it going. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you've warned, you know, in Endgame video that the Illuminati plan, is for a mass blood sacrifice. Listen, nothing would delight the devil more than 25 to 50 million people butchered in this country. You know, and again, look at their plan. They're out in the media. They control the media. There is no such thing as truth and fairness. Come on. In the mainstream media, even Glenn Beck and so many of the people that people say, well, they're telling the truth. It's not what they say. It's what they're not allowed to say. And we're actually in a medically declared state of emergency under level 6 of the World Health Organization. The only logical conclusion, Alex, is now they're going to do what you and I have warned about, and it's hard. Listen, I understand it's as hard for you and me, having warned about it all these years, to grasp the fact that it's no longer future, it's here. That's why people need to get their food now. They need to get whatever they're going to get. And I tell everybody, I told some people that came in my store yesterday, if today is the last day that you could go to the store to prepare, how long could you last? One person said 2 weeks. One person said 2 months. I said, and then they said, but what do we do after that? I said, after that, the plans are for you to die. And again, see, this is not warm and fuzzy. This is not cuddly and cute. This is reality, and you quote Stalin, the purges of Stalin, Mao, all of the great destruction that has taken place in the history of the world, and people saw it coming, and those who could spoke up, but those who were silent, those are the ones that if they weren't killed immediately had to live with the rest of their lives of knowing when they could have done something, they could have said something, they could have stood for anything. They stood for nothing and watched the needless.
And it didn't happen here because we've had guns and have been willing to defend ourselves.
Absolutely, and that's why they're going for the guns. Look, they wouldn't be GPSing. When I meet someone from NORTHCOM and they tell me that...
Hold on, we were telling them they were GPSing for the census and to mark homes for law enforcement before they even admitted it. Now they admit it. Go ahead.
Right. And when I have someone who with tears in his eyes, who works for the U.S. military, in a command level, basically saying, Steve, they're going to use the air assets of the entire U.S. Air Force against a citizen. That and I'm telling you this, Alex. You don't just sit there and go, oh, that's nice. Gee, I hope they don't.
No. Daily Kos said, bragged, we're in control now. We'll use the Air Force against the American people. We'll get their guns.
Right, but I said that before that even came out of the Daily Kos, okay? See, it's not enough. I don't make this stuff up. Number one, I don't even know. You know, seriously, if I saw ranks, if I saw enough stars, I'd know it's a general. But what I'm telling you is when I know people that come in and basically can answer questions that no one can answer except them. And when they've got tears rolling down their eyes and say, the reason I'm telling you this is because I know that you're trying to save lives. And when I'm being told that they're leaving the military, and I said, do you mean like leaving, like, you know, going AWOL? They said, I'll do whatever I have to do to get back to my family, but I'm not going to take part in the selective, quote his words, carpet bombing of Americans in American cities. So when I hear of F-16s circling over specific areas.
No, we've had Blackhawks, Cobras, Sea Cobras, Chinooks, B-2 bombers flying over Austin in the last 2 weeks during NLE 09.
Absolutely. Now they're A-10s and everything. Look, I was told by someone who hates my guts, he said, we won't even waste a bullet on you. You get a Hellfire missile. I said, well, you may get your Hellfire missile off, pal, but you end up in hell. And I meant that, not as a sarcastic, you know, gee, what's a good comeback? So the thing that I'm trying to tell you is that what do they do with the Taliban? Crap! They'll send a UAV with Hellfires against them. So why is it any different? Why is it any different, Alex? It isn't. It's just that we cannot believe, as Americans who have enjoyed the freedom of our God-given rights, maybe we shouldn't forget him, that we had something, and because of apathy, indifference. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about me and the others who have carried this fight on for so long. But because of apathy, indifference, and entertainment, the greatest mind melt, and I could use another word, but I won't, medium that's ever been invented, we have been lulled to sleep. We are in a state of
Well, bottom line, we got to wake up or it's going to get worse. Let's talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on the air with Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com. Go ahead.
Steve's right. Ebola was created in a lab. I think Gardasil's Ebola, it has all the symptoms, a rash, red eyes, hiccups, internal, external bleeding. A rash develops on dark skin, is unrecognized. In pregnant women, it leads to heavy vaginal bleeding, and that's all common Ebola symptoms. The first person to ever get Ebola was in Zaire, Mabella, Lokela in 1976. And he
got right outside a bioweapons lab, yeah.
Yeah, he got injected with what was supposed to be quinine. And then most of the women in his family died soon after.
Notice they have new outbreaks in the U.S. and Iraq of troops after they get vaccinated, just like the 76 vaccine. Go ahead.
So my suggestion is that Steve's right. They've already tested it with Gardasil. They know people will line up and just take this stuff. So it's going to be easy for them to scare it. They'll just repackage it into the H1N1. The labs that can actually see the viruses have very expensive microscopes, and they're all under heavy control by the military or the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, those that aren't are coming out, mainstream news, freaking out, going, this is some kind of bioweapon. I mean, I've got major German news saying it's got cancer viruses in it and asking, why is this in here? And they're just going, we're the eugenicists. Shut up. We love you. I mean, it's just so sick, the stuff they write and talk about.
Well, again, they're going to try and do that, and I'm saying that there's going to be infighting and double-crossing and triple-crossing, betrayal, counter-force war, war within the intelligence community, specific agencies against each other. By the way, they're killing each other up right and left right now, and for those of you that doubt that, just remember Roland Carnaby and the intelligence.
Well, why do you think it's coming out on Blackwater now? We knew about the slave rings with the little kids and the sex parties and the wife swapping and how, you know, how the Mercs were shipping in weapon systems to sell to the resistance to even have a fake war. Now it's in federal filings. This isn't just coming out for no reason. There is war going on within the New World Order.
Absolutely. And the head of Blackwater, which is now called ZXE, he stepped down, and he obviously they're coming after him for being involved in murder. But the thing is that obviously when the Illuminati or elite turn on their own, it's usually based on a change of heart. And I hope that's what has happened to the head of.
Well, that's what happened when Lenin went to Stalin. They had a big blood feast. When yep. Hitler got rid of the SA right when he really got power on February 27th, 1933, after he Reichstagged 7 months into office. Whenever they run these ops, or a few months into office, excuse me, whenever they run these ops, well, you're saying it shows a change of heart. I've seen that a lot of times be a jump point when they're really getting ready to really start slaughtering. They first kill their own people. Wait,
yeah,
you're saying it could be good news?
That could be it, too, because, look, if they're hanging them out to dry and they're throwing them to the wolves, It's either for something he knows, something he's done, or something he won't do. Think about that. Something he knows, something he's done, or something he won't do. And I don't know the man, so I can't go beyond, you know, just the stories I've read. But I will tell you this. That's a huge red flag right there.
Amazing. Okay. Thank you, Dan. Alex in Maryland, we'll start your call and hold you over. Go ahead, Alex.
Hello. Hey, Alex. How you doing? How you doing, Steve?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to say, Alex, keep doing what you're doing, man. You woke me up this year, man. I always knew something was fishy and going on, but you woke me up this year. Just got a quick question and a comment as well. I wanted to let you go. I live real close. I live about 6 miles away from the capital right here in Maryland. And about every 2 weeks or so, you've got officers patrolling the area. My neighborhood's a housing neighborhood, around 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, roaming around. And I wanted to say also, do you think, in case we do go to war, if things really hit the fan, that the military start using people who are in prison just like they did in Vietnam?
Stay there, stay there.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the next segment, before Daryl Rundis joins us, and we got the gentleman on who had the gun a few blocks away from where Obama was at, and the media made a big deal out of that. He's joining us at the end of the show today. WESH-TV is reporting that people were saying it was a hate crime, a Nazi crime, to put up Obama posters in public places that said New World Order. back there. And the police are saying it is not considered a hate crime. But see, they say under federal rules now they're trying to pass in the House that hurting feelings is a hate crime. This is nuts. And we said from day one, post these in public commons where other posters are posted. Do not post it on, you know, post offices or government things. I mean, there's a pole out front of government building. Yeah, that's good. People put stuff on those all the time. You know, they're telling us everywhere we can't go out and speech and give, and have demonstrations. We have to stand up for our free speech. But, you know, now I'm some evil hate criminal. That's coming up. Yes, to answer the caller's question, they are hiring criminals for the military. They are hiring felons. They are hiring illegal aliens. And even police agencies are now. And that's mainstream news. You can just search engine. Startpage.com is a good search engine. You can just search that out and see that for yourself. Steve Quayle, comments on that front.
Well, I think it's obvious that we're going to see the enlisting of all sorts of, quote-unquote, what society would call undesirables, not my term, theirs, to enlist in this war against us. Listen, Alex, when the Chinese were bringing in weapons almost 10 years ago to the different gangs, the different groups, and the entire West Coast, we were reporting on that. There were stories in the, mainstream press about it. And people said, well, I hope that doesn't mean what I think it means. It means exactly what it is. Listen, I've interviewed gang members. I've interviewed revolutionaries over the years being on talk radio, and they all say, we know what's coming, and they don't plan on giving up their guns. So the point is that it's going to be total chaos, and this is absolutely a necessity under the Communist Manifesto, but more so under the New World Order's doctrine. Out goes the old, in comes the new. Brent Scowcroft's famous statement, by consent or by conquest, there will be a new world order. Obviously, the consent is not there, therefore the conquest is underway.
Absolutely. I just can't believe that the public thinks it's illegal to put a poster up on a light pole where everybody else puts posters up. I mean, they don't freak out when it's a lost dog or a pro-Obama poster. Look, I have the president saying put his on stop signs. Now, I told people don't put them on stop signs. But see, it's okay for Obama on his letterhead. Show people. This made national news. It's okay. He says put it on state and property. I'm saying don't do that, but he's okay. But then you put it on, some type of thing downtown where other posters are, you're supposedly evil. These people are sick. But just like you said, Steve, it's two different rules. They have two different systems.
It's them versus us, and that's what's obvious. And now, let me tell you something. More protests are going to feel more threatened. More threats are going to feel more laws, or they're going to feel more laws against America being able to express its concern.
Well, that's why I did this. A week and a half ago, I saw them demonizing whoever put a few of these up in L.A., and the media was saying, should they be allowed? Is it okay? Is it racist? And I went, they made Bush the Joker, and I supported that. We even posted it on our website. I said, everybody, I'm going to make T-shirts, which we now have available for sale. Next, they'll say you can't wear this. And we got them in black and white and different messages on them at InfoWars.com. Steve Quayle, do one more minute with us on the other side. I want to plug your website, your books, your materials, all very informative. I know you're so concerned about what's happening. You're not even plugging them these days, but people still need to get them and read them. SteveQuayle.com. My website's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. The Joker contest has gone ultra mega viral.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.